Among the most distressing symptoms caused by the disease and treatment of cancer is pain. Much of the suffering due to cancer pain can be alleviated by properly implementing existing technologies for relief. The goal of this module is to teach pain assessment and pain management using drug and non-drug therapies. Even though technologies are available for relief of most cancer pain, barriers such as the healthcare profession, patients themselves, and the healthcare system exist that prevent adequate pain management. Healthcare profession barriers include a lack of a systematic approach to pain assessment and the principles and techniques used to determine or detect the many contributing factors to cancer pain, lack of current information on opioid pharmacology and drug interactions, concern about toxicities and side effects of analgesics used, fear about addiction and tolerance by the patient, and concern about censure by regulators. Some patients are reluctant to report pain. They are concerned about distracting the physician or fear the physician will stop the treatment. Some fear that the pain means progressive disease. Others are concerned about being a good patient. Some patients are reluctant to take pain medication. They fear addiction or of being thought of as an addict. They may worry about unmanageable side effects and interactions with other drugs. They may be concerned about becoming tolerant to pain medication or about losing control over one's mind. Barriers in the healthcare system include a low priority given to cancer pain treatment, inadequate reimbursement, restrictive regulation of controlled substances, problems of availability of treatment or access to it, problems of availability of opioid analgesics because all pharmacies don't stock opioids, and complaints of pain by the patient are minimized and discounted. Mostly they occur at home, so they can be ignored. The goals of pain management are to provide relief of pain or diminish pain to a tolerable level and maintain functional status, both cognitive and physical. It is important to remember that priorities may change as the illness progresses and that goals or priorities must be reassessed regularly. Be aware that goals may occasionally conflict. In order to provide relief of pain, functional status may necessarily diminish. The American Cancer Society projects that 15,700 new cancer cases will be diagnosed in 1997. About 1 in 3 Arkansans will develop cancer in their lifetime, and 3 out of 4 families will be touched by cancer. It is estimated that there are over 40,000 people alive in Arkansas with cancer. 70% to 80% of those will have pain at some time during their illness. Pain is most common in patients with far advanced disease. Pain occurs when tumor infiltrates or compresses normal tissue and is most common in patients with advanced malignancies, but pain can result from surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. Most suffering caused from pain can be eliminated by properly implementing existing therapies, the cornerstone of which is optimal use of the opioid analgesics.